All right, so get ready because we're doing a deep dive into Becky Masterman's Her Prodigal Husband.
Ooh, exciting.
It's a book that's full of family secrets,
Okay.
a missing husband who reappears, and just a touch of dark humor.
Yeah, you know what struck me right away was how Masterman really makes you question everybody's
Oh,
motives.
totally.
Like, you never know who to trust.
Right.
And those layers of deception, they just keep unfolding.
Yeah, you're telling me the story is told through Alice's eyes.
Okay.
And she's a little bit of a cynic. She's a writer, but she's not writing like bestsellers or anything.
Right.
She's writing greeting card copy.
Oh, wow.
And you start to wonder if that colors her view of everything,
Yeah, totally.
especially of her sister, Liza Faisal's husband, Sam, who just reappeared after a decade.
That detail about the greeting cards is brilliant.
It is.
Masterman is subtly hinting at Alice's insecurities and her, somewhat jaded perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Could someone in her position really be a reliable narrator?
It makes you wonder,
Yeah.
right? Because on the surface, Sam seems charming.
Okay.
He claims he came back because he's sick, but there's this underlying unease, like something's not quite right.
Exactly. And Liesl, bless her heart, is almost too trusting.
Yeah.
She's so dedicated to helping refugees, and she just sees the good in everyone,
Right.
and she jumps right into caring for Sam.
Of course.
But you get the sense that her compassion might be blinding her to some pretty obvious red flags.
Right. Like he vanishes for 10 years with barely an explanation
I know.
and then pops back up with a convenient illness. And then there are these accidents that start happening around the house.
Really?
Yeah. It's enough to make you think twice about accepting a glass of water from him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Remember that scene where he sings, "Tell Me a Riddle"?
Oh,
He
yeah.
serenades both sisters with it. And it comes across as charming in the moment, but it's also deeply unsettling. Masterman does this thing where seemingly innocent details later take on a whole new meaning.
Right.
Like the reader will start noticing those little things more and more as you go along.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so red flag number one, Sam's past is super shady.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole question of his illness.
Right.
He says it's neurological,
Okay.
but the details are vague and his symptoms seem inconsistent.
This is where Masterman really gets under your skin.
Totally.
Is he truly ill? Is he faking it for sympathy? Or is it something else entirely? The
Right.
ambiguity makes you question every interaction he
Yeah.
has with Alice and Liesl.
Absolutely. And then there's this slow burn of tension that starts building.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just the accidents, but
Yeah.
weird things like a near hit and run
Wow.
and even strange dog attacks.
Really?
Yeah, it's like someone is sending a message, but who and why?
Yeah.
Right.
Remember that incident with Juan and the edibles? You'll never look at a batch of brownies the same way again.
Oh, no.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just when you think things can't get any weirder,
Yeah.
Masterman throws in Brigid Quinn,
Okay.
a private investigator.
Interesting.
She's tough. She carries her own baggage from a past case and is determined to uncover the truth about Sam.
Quinn is such a fascinating character.
She is.
She brings this whole other layer of intrigue to the story.
Right?
You get glimpses of her past encounter with a truly evil individual,
Oh, wow.
Jeremiah Buford,
Okay.
which make her current investigation feel all the more high stakes.
Yeah.
It's almost like she's battling darkness on two fronts.
Yes.
Yeah.
And her investigation uncovers connections that run deeper than anyone imagined. The more she digs,
Yeah.
the more unsettling the story becomes.
Oh.
And then Liesl makes this shocking decision,
What?
a choice that seems completely out of character for someone so compassionate.
That's the beauty of Masterman's writing. Just when you think you have a character figured out,
Yeah.
they do something that completely throws you off.
Right.
You start to wonder, was that true compassion?
And
Or was Liesl protecting something else entirely?
that's where we'll leave you for now. Trust
Oh
me, you'll want to read Her Prodigal Husband
no.
to find out what happens
I
next.
bet. Oh yeah.
Okay,
All right.
I'm
Well,
hooked already.
you should be.
It's so good.
Okay, great. All right, we'll be back
Can't wait.
to finish up this deep dive
Sounds good.
of Her Prodigal Husband.
Okay. So, Masterman is just a master at weaving together all these seemingly disparate plot threads.
Yeah.
You have the mystery of Sam's past, the escalating tension with those strange incidents, and then this whole subplot about Alice's obsession with proving that she's related to Einstein.
Oh, yeah, that whole DNA test thing. It could have been just a quirky detail. But Masterman uses it to explore Alice's deeper need for belonging and identity.
Absolutely.
You start to see how her own personal struggles might be affecting her perception of what's happening around her.
Exactly. It makes you wonder if her pursuit of the truth about her lineage is somehow connected to her search for the truth about Sam.
Oh, interesting.
Right. Are they both quests for answers, for a sense of place in the world?
Yeah. And speaking of unsettling,
Okay.
there's that whole thing with the Schnauzer
Oh,
Achilles.
yeah.
He just appears out of nowhere,
Right.
and Quinn, the investigator, recognizes him from a previous case involving animal abuse.
Oh, wow.
It's a small detail,
Yeah.
but it sends chills down your spine.
Yeah, it hints at a much darker undercurrent running through the story. Like, what if Sam's disappearance and reappearance aren't just about him? What if there are forces at play that are far more sinister than we initially realize?
It's like Masterman is dropping these little breadcrumbs,
Yeah.
leading you down a path that gets darker and twistier with each turn.
Right.
You keep thinking, surely it can't get any worse, but then it does.
I know.
And the way she connects those seemingly random incidents to the main plot,
Yeah.
it's masterful.
Remember that scene where Alice and Quinn go visit Jeremiah Buford,
Oh my
the
God.
man who traumatized Quinn's husband, Carlo? It's like stepping into a nightmare.
I know.
The atmosphere is so thick with menace, you can practically feel the evil radiating off the page.
Oh, that scene gave me goosebumps.
I know, right?
And it makes you realize that Sam, for all his flaws, might just be a pawn in a much bigger game. Masterman makes you question the nature of evil itself.
Totally.
Is it something blatant and obvious, like Buford? Or can it manifest in more subtle forms, like manipulation and deception?
It's a question that will stay with you long after you finish the book.
Absolutely.
And speaking of Carlo, he's such an interesting character.
He is.
A former priest turned philosopher, wrestling with his faith after a horrific experience. He adds this whole other dimension to the story, exploring themes of forgiveness and the possibility of redemption.
I love how Masterman doesn't shy away from those complex themes.
Right.
She tackles them head on, but she does it in a way that feels organic to the story.
Yeah.
You never feel like you're being preached to.
Right. And then there's the mystery surrounding Hannah Slowak, the woman Alice sees with Sam. Who is she? What's her connection to him? And why does her arrival in Tucson coincide with all this escalating chaos?
It's like Masterman is peeling back layers of an onion. And with each layer, the story gets more intriguing,
Yeah.
more complicated, and more unsettling.
Right.
You keep thinking you've figured it out, and then she throws in another curveball.
And those curveballs are what make her prodigal husband such a page turner.
Oh, totally.
You're constantly on edge, wondering what's going to happen next, who's going to betray whom, and what secrets will be revealed.
And you know what else Masterman does brilliantly?
What's that?
She weaves in social commentary
Okay.
without ever being heavy-handed.
Yeah.
She touches on issues like immigration, environmental concerns,
Right.
even the challenges of being a writer in today's world. But it all feels natural and thought-provoking.
Exactly. It adds depth and richness to the story without ever feeling preachy or forced. And remember that incident with Juan and the edibles? It's a terrifying moment, but it also leads to a deeper connection between Alice and Marisol.
Oh, that's right.
The young refugee Liesl is helping. It's a reminder that even amidst the darkness, there are glimmers of hope and human connection.
It's those moments of connection that make Masterman's characters so compelling.
Yeah.
They're flawed, they make mistakes, but they're also capable of great empathy and compassion.
And sometimes that compassion can lead to surprising and unexpected choices.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Liesl's shocking decision,
Yeah.
the one that makes you question everything you thought you knew about her.
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Masterman takes you on this roller coaster ride of emotions. And just when you think you've reached the peak, she throws you this loop-de-loop
Oh, wow.
that leaves you breathless and wondering what just happened.
And that's what makes this book so brilliant.
Right.
It keeps you guessing until the very end.
Yeah.
And even then, you're left pondering the complexities of these characters
Right.
and the choices they made.
Totally.
You start to think about your own life, your own relationships,
Yeah.
the secrets we all keep hidden beneath the surface.
And just when you think you have a handle on things,
Yeah.
the final confrontation at the house
Yeah.
explodes with tension and unexpected twists.
It's a scene that will leave you on the edge of your seat, heart pounding.
Yeah.
As the truth finally starts to unravel.
Oh my God.
Masterman doesn't shy away from the drama.
Right.
And the stakes are incredibly high.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Masterman delivers on that tension.
Okay.
The final act of this book is a masterclass in suspense, with shocking revelations and consequences that will leave you reeling. Remember we line off with Liesl taking off to do some not-so-passive business?
Right.
Well, things at the house
yeah.
go from, like, simmering tension
uh-huh.
to, like, a full-on boil.
Oh, wow.
Alice is left to watch over Sam.
Okay.
And all of a sudden,
yeah,
Hannah Slowak
yeah.
and this guy Jesse Nez show up.
Oh, boy.
Turns out they're not just friendly acquaintances.
This scene is where all those breadcrumbs Masterman has been dropping start to form a very unsettling picture.
Yeah.
Suddenly you understand why Slowak was in Tucson.
Right.
Why Jesse seems to know a bit too much about Sam's past.
Uh-huh.
And poor Alice, right in the middle of it, trying to make sense of it all.
Talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I know.
And this Jesse character.
Yeah.
He's not messing around.
Okay.
He's got this dangerous energy.
Right.
And before you know it,
uh-huh.
he pulls out a gun.
Oh, my God.
Demanding money from Sam.
Masterman does not shy away from the danger here.
No.
This isn't some theoretical threat anymore.
Right.
Shots are fired. People are scrambling for cover.
Oh, God.
And you as the reader are holding your breath wondering if anyone is going to get out of this alive.
It's intense. And then just when you think the situation can't get any crazier.
Yeah.
Liesl walks in.
What?
Cool as a cucumber.
No way.
He's been off doing her mysterious business. And she drops the biggest bombshell of the entire book.
This is the moment where everything changes.
Oh, yeah.
All those questions you've had about Liesl,
right.
about her motivations, about what she was really up to.
Yeah.
Masterman answers them in a way that is both shocking and completely satisfying.
She basically reveals that she's given away all her money.
What?
Millions of dollars.
Wow.
To a foundation that helps refugees.
Seriously.
Legally, without Sam's consent.
Oh my God.
He's furious, of course.
Right.
But there's nothing he can do about it.
The look on his face, I wish you could have seen it.
Sight.
Master manipulator,
yeah.
completely outmaneuvered.
Totally.
You realize Lias Call was playing a much deeper game all along.
Right.
And she won.
It's like watching a chess match.
Yeah.
Where one player has been thinking 10 moves ahead the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam,
yeah.
he's just been focused on the immediate gain.
Right.
Never seeing the bigger picture.
It's a brilliant twist.
Totally.
And it speaks volumes about Lias Call's character.
It does.
She's not just compassionate.
Right.
She's smart.
Yeah.
Resourceful
mm-hmm.
and willing to take drastic measures to do what she believes is right.
And that's what makes her prodigal husband such a powerful story.
It is.
It's not just a mystery.
Right.
It's a character study
yep.
of these three complex, flawed individuals,
mm-hmm.
each trying to navigate their own past and present.
The ending, it's both satisfying and thought-provoking.
It is.
Sam's true nature is exposed.
Right.
Lies Cole finds a way to use her wealth for good.
Uh-huh.
And Alice, well?
She starts writing a new story.
Right.
A story about the women she's been, the mm-hmm. choices she's made.
There's a sense of hope, yeah. of possibility, even after all the darkness and deception.
Right.
Masterman leaves you with this feeling that even though the past shapes us,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to define us.
Totally.
We can always choose to write a new chapter.
Yeah.
To become someone different, someone better.
Her Prodigal Husband is a book that will stay with you long after you finish the last page.
Absolutely.
It's a story about family betrayal and the power of compassion.
Right.
But it's also a story about finding your own voice, your own truth.
Yeah.
Even when the world around you feels chaotic and uncertain.
So if you're looking for a book that will keep you guessing, make you think, and leave you feeling a whole range of emotions,
yeah.
this is it.
Her Prodigal Husband is a must read.
It is.
Trust us, you won't be disappointed.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive.
It does.
Of Her Prodigal Husband by Becky Masterman.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Of course.
And be sure to check out our next episode.
Can't wait.
Where we'll be discussing another fascinating book.
Sounds good.